Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This show is brought to you by K Jewelers. Listen up, NFL fans. K just dropped a collection of officially licensed NFL jewelry. Shop your favorite team in the True Fans Fine Jewelry Collection at k.com/truefans. Gear up for the season and celebrate the love of the game with K.
Wounded Warrior Project is working to foster the most successful generation of veterans in our nation's history. One of the ways they do that is through adaptive sports. Veterans are some of the most resilient people on the planet. It's not about what you can't do after experiencing injury or illness. It's about tapping into what you can do. Learn more about how Wounded Warrior Project's adaptive sports programs are changing lives at www.woundedwarriorproject.org/sports.
It's about to go. This is the Buffalo Nerd Sports Podcast, where we talk history of the game, numbers, and stats. And each week we highlight a charity that's doing good. If you haven't subscribed yet, then you should, because I'm this the real deal. And you know I gotta shout out the Buffalo Bills. Turn it up to the max, sit back and relax. This the Buffalo Nerd Sports Podcast. Let's go!
Hey, what is up, Bills Mafia? Welcome in to another episode of the Buffalo Nerd. It's that time of the month again. Not that time of the month, but it's backer time of the month again. I'm bringing on another backer president this week because I said when I started this whole thing out, I'm like, once a month, I'm going to meet some of the backer groups in the area. I've been trying to finagle it to where I catch somebody that we're playing or in their place, you know, that kind of stuff. So this week, because we're going to be playing against the Washington football team because they can't come up with anything else to call themselves, we're going to bring on Gregory Wall. He's the Washington, D.C. Bills backer president. Those of you watching, you can see him already. He's waving to you. So Gregory, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself a little bit and say what's up to everybody.
Hey, everybody. Hey, nice. Thanks very much for having me. I'm Gregory. I'm the president of the D.C. Bills backers. So we're a 25-year-old club. We're the biggest and oldest D.C. fan club in D.C. Bills fan club in D.C. We've got about 2,500 members on our Facebook. But on any given day, we have 250 to 400 people come out to watch a game with us, even during the pandemic. So it's been amazing. I'm originally from Grand Island. And so I've been down here for about 18 years. And I'm really happy to have found this group and killed my predecessor and taken over in his stead. So it's all good down here.
I really like that. It's finally somebody admitted that they just took somebody else down to get where they wanted to be.
I mean, I didn't technically, he's not technically dead. He just moved way, way out into the suburbs, but either way, it's kind of dead, you know, whichever.
I like it. Does he still come out and visit occasionally?
His wife has told him that if he doesn't come all the way in for the day, he gets the full football package at home with the home theater and everything. So he's, you know, he's happy being dead for a while.
Yeah, I live that life too, right? It's not like I can go to all the games, so I got to live that life too, right? So I get where he's at. So you mentioned you guys have been there for a while. Do you know how the group was originally started or why it was originally started?
So it was actually started because DC is this huge mecca for ex-Buffalonians. And so there's this bar in Northern Virginia actually called Greavey's, It used to be called Greaves. It's closed now, but it was a big sports mecca for all things Buffalo. And so they started it out in the mid 90s, I think. And then slowly they actually moved into the district, and we've been in the district for at least 20 years at various bars. But the last couple of seasons, since COVID, we moved outside, and we actually have this amazing outdoor venue right next to the Washington Nationals baseball stadium. So you know, that's where Nats fans go to tailgate. And instead we took over. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, when you go to the group page, you know, because obviously I went to the page and everything like that, it shows the big old photo where you guys hang out, and it's a big old, like, it's legit got 6 feet of COVID space between like every table outside. It's like huge. It's massive. It's an excellent hangout. And you're saying you're getting like 200 to 400 people too. So that's, you need a space like that.
So if you took all those, tables out, it's called the bullpen. If you take all that, all those tables out, they can actually fit 4,000 people in there. And they do concerts and they do like crazy stuff where they'll show like movies and have everyone dress up like the characters and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, you know, written in a great central location right in the middle of DC, next to a metro station, next to the stadium, you know, that kind of stuff. And for us, we totally lucked into it because, you know, last year when NFL season was starting and Major League Baseball season ended, there was nothing for them to do. And it's a business. So they wanted business. So they were willing to take a chance on us. And then what was really awesome is that at the beginning of this season, we were a little nervous that since the Nats were back playing, that they wouldn't want us again. But then we found out that they were kind of like hoping that we would come back. So it was cool. Great. And they even told us that there's a few times this season when there's a Nats game and a Bills game on at the same time, and the Bills game gets precedence. So it's a symbiotic relationship. We're very happy with each other.
Yeah, I really like, that's awesome. For one, that you're taking over a baseball space, because poo-poo baseball, it's so boring. It takes so long to get anything accomplished, right? But yeah, and that's their home team, right? Yeah, and it's right outside their stadium too, which is really funny. So very cool.
What's cool is we had Nats fans come this week, and they just happened to come into the park, and they said, wait a minute, we're also Bills fans. And so there were people who left the Bills game or the Nats game early to come back and watch the rest of the Bills game with us.
I like that. That's what they should be doing all the time anyways, because baseball's terrible. But so you grew up in Western New York, right? So that's kind of what drew you to eventually wanting to run the group and everything like that. How long have you personally kind of been, because it's you and you also have Stacy, who's a president as well with you. Yep. How long have you personally been doing it?
I've been in charge of the group. This is my 12th season.
So just a little while.
Yeah, just a little while. It's one of those things where Jared, the ex-president, he was moving to the suburbs, and they're like, we need someone to take over. And I'm like, well, I can take over for like a year or two. That works. and then a couple of presidential administrations later, here I still am.
Yeah, that's awesome. But obviously everybody likes what you're doing, and you're keeping things going, because obviously you wouldn't still be doing it, right? So the group loves you. You said you got 2,400 or so on the Facebook group. You're getting 200 to 400. Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of fun. I mean, you're saying it's a lot of actual transplants from New York are coming down and living in the area right? Is basically what's taking place.
So we actually heard from, I don't know if I'm allowed to say the name of the beer company. Is that okay on this podcast?
Yeah, that's fine. You can say whatever you want.
Okay. Yep. All right. So we actually talked to our Labatt rep today, and he said that of all the Labatts, of all the bars that Labatt's furnishes, we drink the fourth most Labatt out of any Becker bar. But if you look at who those are, they're exactly where Buffalonians go to. It's New York City first, Atlanta, Charlotte, Washington. So those are the places where, you know, Buffalonians move if they want, you know, a job in banking or if they want a job in business or something like that. And so we find that there's a ton of people who move here for work. I moved here for work. I work for the federal government. But also there's a ton of big universities here. So we get a lot of people who come here for 3, 4, 5 years at a time and then go back.
Right.
So we have a really big, we have the old timers like me and older. And then we have a whole bunch of people who are around for 2, 3, 4, 5 years at a time.
That's awesome. Having that young, influencer fans come in. Yeah, that's cool. Cause you got like a big old family there, and then you're getting an influence of kind of just like young kids rolling through, coming to school and doing their thing. Exactly. And then people coming in. So it's very cool. That's really enjoyable. And I think that would, what was his name? Who's the ex-president?
Jared.
The package and all, I still think I would hang out with the 400 people. I mean, at this point,
he lives just too saying. Far away. He also married a Bucks fan. And this is obviously, it's obviously pre Brady, but you know, that's
right. And this is now a heated season for them, right? Exactly. It's going to be at least for a week. They have a tension in the household. So very cool.
Exactly.
So let's chat a little bit about, I was looking through everything, and you guys are, what are you guys going to be doing this weekend for the big Washington showdown? Obviously the group will be there, right?
So the group will be there. This is going to be one of those tests for us as a group, because anytime the Bills are on TV here, it's definitely that pull, like, should I drag myself to the bar. You know, I know I'm going to have fun when I'm there, but it's, you know, that, ugh, I got to put on pants thing, right?
right.
So one of the things that we do is we run raffles. So we run it as a fundraiser for the group. We fund trips, but we also, with the raffle money, we do a lot of charitable giving. So like we gave a whole bunch of money last year to a whole bunch of different charities in Buffalo. We donated to the Children's Hospital when everyone was doing that. We did, we did Lamar Jackson's backpack thing, you know, that sort of thing. So we raise a lot of money with that. And so this year, this week we have some, pretty big raffles going on. I made it up to Buffalo over the summer and I bought out a bunch of the Bills and Buffalo stores in Eastern Hills Mall. So I have a bunch of like signed helmets and I have a bunch of, I have a pair of Zubas pants. And so what we're going to do is we're going to like draw people in. We actually gave away tickets last week for people to go to the game this week. And so we try to keep that up. We try to keep, interest up. Not only, I mean, obviously people are interested in the game, but we want them interested in coming back to us because there's actually a couple of other bars in the district. And so we just want to make sure that we're better than them and we have a bigger draw than them. So.
I like it. I mean, you got to go out and do what you got to do.
We're all friends.
Right.
We're all friends.
Right.
But, yeah.
Right. Everybody loves each other, but there's a difference between first and second and third. I mean, that's we all true. Know that.
They
I
do
mean,
have it's roofs. Okay. So on a rainy day, they win.
Ooh. Okay.
But we have umbrellas. So.
And you have passion and heart.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
So I like it. So look. And I also, you're talking about some of the trips you're doing. Is one of the things that you do is a part of the trip down to Jacksonville that you guys are going to be doing? And do you choose, because you had a choice of like Tennessee this year as well, and you're going Jacksonville, Tennessee. Is that just a better location for you guys?
So obviously Tennessee would be a little better because it's closer. But the Tennessee date doesn't work for a trip because it's a Monday night.
Right.
Monday night. Since we have so many people who are students and who are, need to work the next day, going down to anywhere on a Monday night is going to be really hard. So we always try to pick, one place that's, either drivable or close enough and also a little more affordable. Because obviously we could always go to a game in New York or Boston, but those tickets are like atrocious.
Absurd.
So I called around and we called Jacksonville. And what was great was, you call the Jacksonville group sales line and they're like, oh, you want to buy Jacksonville Jaguars tickets? That's amazing. What's the name of your group? And I'm like, well, we're the Buffalo Bills backers. They're like, all we do is talk to Buffalo fans on this phone.
Right.
So it's hilarious. And they're like, do you want to sit near all the other Buffalo fans? And I'm like, yes, actually we do. So it'll be pretty neat to see when we go out there in the stadium, how completely full of Bills fans it'll be.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to imagine it's going to be very similar to what we just witnessed in Miami, right? When the commentator of the game is like stunning on you're like, hey, so there's more Bills fans here. I see more Bills jerseys than I do Miami jerseys right now. Right.
And, Urban Meyer. Exactly. And when Urban Meyer took over in the off season, one of the things he told Jacksonville fans is we don't want to have, we don't want to have away fans take over our stadium anymore. Well, I mean, sorry.
Hey, sorry, Urban. Just so you know, you also travel to England once a year for life. So one of your home games is technically filled by non-Jaguar fans altogether.
That's a little too soon after the Toronto debacle for us to be throwing stones on that one. So
we are actually due. I was reading that before this season. We're one of like a few teams we're going to be pulled here pretty soon. That one of the games will be over there. I think it was like one of three teams or something like that hadn't been over yet. So we'll be doing it real soon in the next few years for sure.
But you remember how they used to have that American Bowl back in the day where it would be like this fun, exciting thing where we go to Berlin or Mexico City or something like that.
Right.
I think that they could do that with that game 17 and throw that in there. And that would be all cool. But taking away a home game from anyone, even the Patriots, everyone deserves their 8 home games. So that's
right. Unless you're Jacksonville. I mean, he signed off on it.
when he bought the team,
he was like, you want him where? Yeah.
I have one friend who's a Jacksonville fan, and even he, I will say he deserves 8 home games just like everyone else. Now, he doesn't deserve to have a stadium filled with his own fans. But I think everyone deserves their 8 home games.
I like it. And they're going to end up doing it to ours. So it'll be where it's going to be now that we have that extra game. Right. So it's hopefully it just falls on a year. So you still get 8. home games anyways, yeah. You know, so it'll work out. So
hey, that would be a great thing for the NFL to do. So give everyone eight home, eight away, and then one international. Go for it.
Yeah. I mean, that's not bad at all. And they're going to do the Mexico City again, you know, once that opens back up and everything like that, they're going to get back out to everywhere as they were. Right. So it'll happen again. So for sure, they're never going to stop grabbing the money. Right. I mean, it's always there, but so let me ask you a little bit, Gregory. I mean, we've had kind of an up and down go of it so far. I think, I mean, realistically, if Josh just hits a couple more passes, we beat Pittsburgh. Right. No, and I feel like we win that game, but we didn't.
And he didn't even need to put a few more passes. It was just that block punt and the stupid penalties.
Yeah. Like, realistically, I mean, there was enough going on to win, but if there's a couple things that go our way,
just annoying.
Yeah, the penalties were bad. We cleaned that up in week two. We crush a team that we typically have been crushing, or we've been winning against lately. We don't always crush them, but we've been winning against the past two. We've crushed them. Well, and Barkley crushed them in one of those, just for the record. But how you feeling?
Anyone's counting.
Yeah, how you feeling right now, though?
Do you know what? I think I just have two issues, and the big one is the penalties, because I just think back to Rex Ryan years when there was no discipline and there was no whatever, and it didn't matter how good the rest of the team was, how good the rest of the play was. You can do amazingly, but if you're going to do stupid penalties, if you're just going to let yourself go and have no discipline, there's, you know, that's going to screw you every time. And the other thing is, I would love to see some unexciting Josh. I would love to see some nice, easy, high percentage throws for 8 to 10 yards that are super boring and everyone is yawning about, and get us down the field and just kind of get a flow moving. I know we all love to see those, you know, 50 yard bombs. They're super exciting and they get us out of our seats. But what gets the game into your own lane is just keeping moving the defense back. And I think that's how you do it. So I think those are the two things that we need.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying, because my show that's going to be coming out tomorrow, I had on he's talking sports with Manny. He's a Washington football guy, so he came out and we chatted about this a little bit, and that's kind of where I was at. And that same thing was, I was saying the Redskins, the only way that they're going to have a chance kind of against us, if Heinicke can come out there and be ready to do 13 play drives, 14, 15 play drives, it might take a grind. And I feel like we need to grind a little bit sometimes, but we know that our offense will click as soon as we start hitting that kind of deep route here and there, and then it's going to be all over. I'm not disappointed in where we're at. Getting the loss out of the way early was kind of, I was saying all the whole time, the only time we didn't want to play the Steelers was in week one, because they would actually have some little bit of advantage, because we don't know what they're going to do. And every week after that, I thought we would be able to crush them. And that's what kind of took place.
Even go one step back from there. The first 2 weeks are a do-over. If you look at the AFC, there are two undefeated teams, and one of them is the Denver Broncos. So basically, the whole AFC is
starting again. Well, the other is the Raiders.
But it's like,
yeah, it's not. It doesn't this matter. Is not
the
scary.
The first 2 weeks are out of the window now. Now is the beginning of the regular season for the AFC.
Oh, the Baltimore taking a loss, Tennessee taking a loss, Cleveland with a loss, KC with a loss. Everybody's got losses. So all the teams that we're going to be competing with are sitting at the same record. That's right. Yeah. The Broncos and the Raiders the Broncos Raiders play the Dolphins this week. Yeah, the Raiders play the Dolphins, and I think the Dolphins will win. I think the Dolphins will ruin the Raiders, because that's just what the Raiders like to do.
So then, you know what? After week three, it's the Broncos in the Super Bowl.
Right? And John Elway's the best GM ever. Nope. It's going to be great. They can't run the ball. But Teddy B is just quiet. See, Teddy B does kind of what you just need to do. Just keep grinding, try not to mess up too much, and have a good defense. And right now our defense looks like it's going to be phenomenal. So we don't need superstar Josh. We just need a few deep balls here and there. Just keep completing high percentage passes. Mm-hmm. Let's get in the end zone and let the defense give it right back to you and do it again.
Yep.
Right? So where do you stand this week?
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, obviously, we want something more than just a quarterback that keeps us in the game, because that's what Tyrod Taylor was, right?
Right.
We want the Josh that we saw last year, or even the Josh that we saw last year minus one. I'm fine with that, too.
Right.
You know, the two different things I was thinking about last week was at the end of the game, Josh looked like he was having fun, right? And that was what last season was Josh on the sideline, like rooting everyone or whatever. But in the middle of that game, we were up 14-0, and he was like on the sideline, like morose by himself, like not talking to him. And that was the scary part, because we're all like, oh my God, what's happening? Like, did something happen that we don't know? Is there like a soap opera going on? So we need to see happy Josh is what we need to see.
He spoke on that a little bit in his press conference today, actually, that where he said that he's putting such a high standard to himself that he's almost feeling like he's not giving himself a break for making a bad throw, right? He's just like immediately harassing himself nonstop about it. And he's getting in his head about the next throw and the next throw and the next throw, instead of just being like, hey, Diggs is open. Just throw it to him, right? Beasley's open. Your guys are there. Go back to having your fun. Run a little. He hasn't been really running, except for on the design runs, which that's typically how he'd get flowing, right? If he was kind of struggling, you'd see him take off, he'd get the juices going, and then it was okay.
And that's the key is the flow. Whether you flow by running or whether you flow by the ticky-tacky high percentage passes, whatever it is, just get the flow going, start moving it back. And then I'm not worried. I just, you know, I saw something that was basically like all of the quarterbacks that didn't start or didn't play anything significant in the preseason are all having the same issues. I mean, look at Aaron Rodgers, right? So, you know, maybe the preseason is over now. Here we go.
Yeah, I like that. That's a really good point too, because coming out of this, the offensive line, I said week one, I said, don't be surprised that the first half is the worst thing you've ever seen, because it's basically their first go together, right? Realistically, is all of them together, that was their first go, and it didn't look that great. But where do you stand this weekend? Because I do think that Washington does have a good football team. They're bringing in the backup. We're not getting the Fitz magic, which I think Heineke's a decent quarterback. But if those defense comes in and plays the way it's been playing, the Bills should win this. But Washington does have a good defense as well. So what are you thinking?
So for me, it's all about the quarterback. And honestly, the thing that I was the most worried about this past week was the moment that Tua got knocked out, where it's like, you know, obviously you practice for all the contingencies, but you're practicing for Tua, right? And we obviously
didn't prepare for Brissett.
And so at least with the Washington redacted, we can plan. And so, you know, granted, you never know what's going on, but Fitz is one of those asterisks. You might see Fitz magic or Fitz tragic, right? With that out of the picture, then, you know, we know what to prepare for. So I'm not putting a ton of, I think if we end up having a hard time this week, that's when maybe we should start to worry. And I'm not saying that 35-0 is something we need to expect.
I agree with you on this.
I think we should be.
This is an important game.
We would be a lot happier with if we had a 24-14 game this week, but it looked solid, I think we'll be a lot happier than with a 35-0 that we had this past week.
Spot on. I 100% agree. I was saying 24-17, 28-17, give me something like that. I'm going to be okay with that, because that means we played a good game against a good defense, and we played good defense, right? I mean, that's essentially all I'm looking for this week, because this is a crucial game to me. That losing Pittsburgh in the beginning put a little niche in the armor a little sooner than I wanted to take it, because of Washington and then Tennessee, KC, right? Like we got some big matchups coming. So, and we can't overlook Houston in between, or we're going to look like fools and they're somehow going to beat us. Right. You know, this is an important game, but I do agree with it. Yeah. I like your assessment of that. It is very much like I mentioned, the football guy who covers Washington, and that's what we said, it's going to come down to the defenses versus the quarterbacks, and what quarterbacks can keep it together and what defense keeps going. Right. And
I agree.
I mean, like, we've got Sean McDermott going up against a rookie quarterback, and then we get one next week too. I mean, we're not going to get Tyrod either. We were supposed to play two ex-Bills quarterbacks this year, and we're not getting to go against either of them. So,
but crazy. I mean, it kind of makes sense that both of them are injured when we're playing them, right?
That's how their lives have been ever since they left, too, right? I mean, that's 100%.
Which is sad, because, like, I don't think any of us have any ill will against either one of them. I mean,
I love both of them.
So, and Tyrod was given the shaft, but
Yeah, he broke the streak. He's never going to have a bad spot in my heart. You know, whether you want to say he did it or not, he was the quarterback of that team when the streak was broken, right? Yep. Plain and simple.
I was there in Jacksonville. I don't have any ill will against them, other than I want their teams to lose against us.
Right, yeah. When we play you, you need to lose. Besides that, I'm cool with you, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Very awesome, absolutely. Gregory. I've had a blast hanging out with you. Thanks so much for coming on. I know it's super late on the East Coast for you. And we're doing this late night, you know, on Wednesday evening here over here on the West Coast. It's like 7:30. So you're at like 10:30 hanging out, chatting Bills with me. So I really appreciate you coming on. And a school night, right? I know. And I'm loving what you're doing with the crew over there. I like checking out what you guys are up to. That bullpen is huge. I mean, so it's like cool to just see what everybody's doing over there. So I follow along and watch. So I hope you guys have a great time this weekend.
So yeah, send people our way. If you guys out there in Colt world, you want to come and visit us, we are always happy. Last year we took seat reservations because of COVID, because we needed to maintain distance.
Right.
This year they've opened up. We've added a lot more seating. But we still have like distance if you want. We can order by QR code. We can do all that kind of stuff. Cool. We want people to come in. We want people to scream and be with us and have a good time.
Love it. Well, thanks a lot, Gregory, for coming on, man. And great. If you can still meet up with these guys down in Jacksonville too, when they're heading down there, get some seats. They're going to be down there so you can meet Gregory in person. Right.
Yeah, we got 50 people together. So we'll be happy to scream with the rest of the backers down there.
You can find a DC backer down there for sure. Right.
Oh yeah.
Look very cool. I like it very much. So thanks for coming on, man, and hanging out with me. You know, everybody listening in, love you guys. Yeah. Love you guys for listening in. Wouldn't be doing a show if there wasn't people listening. So I really appreciate you guys. Love hanging out with the other Bills fans. So I appreciate Gregory coming on. Of course, everything I'm up to, you guys can find over at thebuffalonerd.com. Basically the show will be out. This show will probably be out, here real shortly. And then the regular show will be out on Friday. So of course, before we end it, we have to go Bills.
Go Bills.
You just listen to the Buffalo Nerd Sports Podcast. Make sure you leave a review and subscribe so you never miss another episode. We'll see you next time. Leg out!
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.